Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. More trouble for the world's largest corporate insurance company. American International Group, or AIG, admits it has accounting problems that go back perhaps 14 years. That news comes as the company faces investigations by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Justice Department, and the New York Attorney General's Office. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, what about this unusual confession from AIG? What is the company saying happened over these 14 years?
Well, yesterday it issued a statement detailing what looks like another massive corporate accounting scandal underway. As you mentioned, these are errors that AIG says may go back as far as 14 years. And really, that would dwarf the book cooking that went on at, say, Enron and WorldCom. Not in size, but certainly in how long it's been going on. And the company's already lost about $40 billion in stock value just since February. Because of all the allegations that have been trickling out, not just about accounting, but other problems that ultimately led to the resignation of the chairman and CEO, Hank Greenberg, who'd been with the company for 40 years.
$40 billion in lost stock value?
$40
billion. Well, you mentioned other problems aside from accounting. What are they?
Well, first of all, AIG was also involved in that big investigation of the insurance industry last fall, the one that that involved bid rigging and kickbacks. Four AIG employees pleaded guilty to criminal charges in that case. Then several weeks ago, the state of North Carolina started looking into AIG's relationships with offshore subsidiaries. And now, of course, regulators are looking into how it manipulated revenues to make the company finances really look better than they were. So it's been a long slog. And for insurance customers, they really were more affected by the bid rigging allegations. But it's investors, shareholders, who are left holding this accounting scandal bag.
Tess, probably the most admired investor in the country, Warren Buffett. His name has come up in this. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was. That's where a lot of the focus has been, because Buffett's really been on the leading edge of calls for corporate reform and corporate transparency. What happened here is that Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, has a unit called General Re, and they do reinsurance. It transferred $500 million to AIG back in 2000, and AIG recorded that as revenue. It's now admitting that it shouldn't have done that. So there's been speculation about what Buffett knew about the transaction. He's scheduled to talk to investigators a week from Monday. Berkshire says he did not know how the transaction was structured, that he really didn't know anything about the transaction itself. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at the latest consumer spending figures.
Thanks, Tess. From Marketplace, brought to us by American Public Media.